You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update, Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates joins us, johnmoore.com. Brian, thanks again for, let me back up. Thanks for the full hour last week. You and Jim Williams really covering a lot when it comes to how to pay for college, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, last week was a blast, and always love sitting with you, Steve, but Jim's a pretty good second place, I guess. If you're, he's the Robin to your Batman these days, I guess.
Well, we co-row this thing together. I always appreciate Jim. I can step in at a moment's notice and carry the, you know, it's kind of, for those old enough to remember, Kubiak being the backup in Denver, years ago as a quarterback, I always felt like when Kubiak came in, man, they didn't miss a beat. And that's the same with Jim. So much appreciate him. Let's start with this. Brian, in your world of finance, you talk to a lot of people that, some are very savvy with, what to do, but many people, they hear, certain words and they, shriek or screech throw out some of those words that might throw those not so familiar with financial terms and exactly, maybe they've heard them, don't know what they mean, but puts them in a tailspin.
Yeah, we see that a lot, especially we're coaching more young people these days, Steve, the children and grandchildren of our clients who might be in their teens or 20s. And they shut down a little bit when you use words like diversification or 401k or can I say the B word on the air, budget? that's a big one. Because oftentimes they have not been equipped with even the most basic financial literacy and training. Maybe they caught some things from their parents, but they were never taught. And they don't realize that when they were in the pews growing up, that scripture's full of financial wisdom they can use. So a lot of folks just get intimidated even by what some of us might consider the basics. Yeah.
Right. And that's actually a good place. I've got a little background knowledge here just from our conversation off the air. That's a good place to start. If you're going to go to school for this, well, what is it? Is it Money 101? Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah, so we started a series that we call Money 101. And we first started offering this because we saw that the greatest concern for many of our clients was not what they were doing with their money, because after sometimes decades of working with us, we've tuned up most of the areas of their finances really well. What they were more concerned about, what gave them the greatest fear or just concern in general, was the financial health and stewardship of the children. How are the kids doing with money? Are my kids prepared to receive assets when I die? And so we started doing these Money 101 sessions where we sat down with those children and grandchildren of our clients, and we would coach them on the basics of money. And we like to tell the parents it's everything they've probably told their kids about money, but because we're the ones saying it, they'll actually listen.
Yeah, right.
And so that's been a big theme for us. And then what we started realizing was we're doing this on a one-on-one basis, but we're not sharing that content with the public like we like to do with much of the education we provide. And we do that, Steve, as you know, through our insights page on our website. So we're now launching a series of Money 101 blog posts that will cover basic topics that are essential to building a good financial foundation.
Okay, so a couple of things. We mentioned the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. We typically do, but just another reminder, that is a free resource to the general public. You can use it. Those in your sphere of influence, you can share it with them and find all kinds of topics, including in detail the topic we covered for the last several weeks as far as how to pay for college. And a plethora of other topics to cover. But let me use another sports analogy, because actually I started this conversation talking about, there's people there that are savvy. You can throw all those words you said, Brian, at them, and they're, they're practiced. Now, whether or not they've practiced well is another question, but however, in the sports analogy, my thing was baseball in high school. And actually, you know, long before that, but every spring it was back to basics. Eye on the ball. You don't start out by throwing 50 yards. You know, you start out by throwing about 10 yards and warm up your arm and glove on the ground. In hockey, it would be stick on the ice. But yep. For those that I said that are familiar with these financial terms, that are thinking, oh, you know, I'm a regular visitor at Insights tab at JohnMoore.com. Okay, so the Money 101, maybe I can take a break. The truth is they should be there every bit as much as someone who's not as familiar, would you say?
Yeah, it's great to have a refresher and to focus on those key principles. And as always, we're focusing this all based on biblical principles that we should all revisit periodically. But also, it might give you exposure to a concept that you know you could share with that young adult child or grandchild who would benefit from that. So keeping an eye on the topics there could give you something worth sharing. And a good example of that, Steve, is we just posted this week 4 Investing Pitfalls to Avoid is the name of the blog written by one of our younger team members, Bethany, who's a fabulous communicator. And she talks about really the basics. I mean, if you've got millions of dollars in investments and have been doing it for decades, it might seem beneath you, but good principles for everyone to know, but definitely for that newbie who doesn't understand technical investment analysis and the difference between ETFs and mutual funds and right. algorithmic trading, all those terms that go past you, this is the basics. And we're not trying to speak down to anybody. It's really just coming from the start, you know, what should I think about when I'm investing? What should I avoid? And starting with that good foundation. And everyone wants to get rich quick, and everyone thinks this happens overnight. But a couple of verses come to mind. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." So wealth is accumulated slowly. We build up our knowledge about wealth and our wealth itself slowly. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow." So, you know, your education builds slowly, your wealth builds slowly, and if you build that wisdom and that understanding of God's principles around money through some of these teachings, as well as just studying scripture on your own, I think there's a great opportunity for even someone with minimal means to steadily plod forward and put themselves in a better position.
Yeah, and you know, for those that may have forgotten, even the Bible says that you talk about growth. Even Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, so it's a great opportunity. The other thing I thought of when you're mentioning Bethany's article on maybe some investments to avoid, there may be some surprises there. I'm not going to say this is one of them, but we've talked briefly or in depth even maybe. A lot of people think, well, real estate, you know, buying a house, is it an investment? And we won't answer that here. If she's addressing it, God willing, you'll see an answer in hers. And if she doesn't, there's other great information, but I don't want to be a spoiler. But the Insights tab at JohnMoore.com is where you'll find much of what we've already covered. When do you anticipate Money 101 landing there?
Well, so that first post is already up, the one I just mentioned from Bethany. And then they'll just come every other month or so. We'll put a Money 101 post alongside our regular content. And we just hope that can be a blessing for anyone who's visiting the site or wanting to learn more.
Very good. Well, we've been visiting with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates. JohnMoore.com is the website and the Insights tab, as we mentioned. Brian, appreciate your time. Look forward to hearing more about Money 101, and we'll catch up with you again, God willing, next week.
Sounds good, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.